I had a chance to meet Double A from Penn State.
Oh, nice.
The real Double A from Penn State.
Oh, the real Double A, huh? And that's how you're going to do it? Wow.
Right off the bat. Top of the show. Wow. We're just getting into it. That's no, but Adrian Amos, one of the rookies here, really cool. Had a chance to talk to him. Check it out.
Where I'm from, that it motivated me that a lot of people didn't get where they were supposed to. A lot of people with talent that didn't make it. Probably more talent than I have, but a lot of people go the wrong way.
Adrian's parents weren't going to let that happen. He was born and raised in a strict household in Baltimore.
They both were big on respect and respect to elders. You know, I was a yes ma'am, no sir. Even in school, if the teacher said I didn't say yes ma'am and no sir, you know, that's the little stuff I got in trouble for. So I learned that as a young age.
Adrian's father, Adrian Sr., is a Baltimore City police officer. He was on duty during the riots that made national headlines in April.
Things were thrown at him, but then my father knows a lot of people in the community, as he does a lot of community work down there. He's not on the street as much, so he's with the community. He works a lot with the kids and stuff like that. So he has a lot of talks with the community, and the people that are protesting him, and they have a lot of conversations back and forth because they know and respect each other.
What did you think when you saw the images on social media and the news coverage of your city?
We had a couple bad days, you know, where there was a lot of violent protests, but most of the protests were, you know, were civil and peaceful. But yeah, you sit down there and you see both sides of it.
Snap is back. Bears rush three. Drop eight. Over the middle. Backlund can't hang on. It's a great job by Adrian Amos, who laid the wood.
How long has it been a goal to play in the NFL for you?
Since a young age, since I was, you know, 8 years old, and I thought I was Michael Vick playing quarterback in rec football. You know, I didn't really doubt that I was going to play at the next level. You know, I was always taught, you know, you make a goal, you stick to it, and that's what I was trying to do. I got an offer from Penn State weekend before signing day, and I went to visit. I liked the program and felt, you know, I could compete, play there.
What Adrian didn't know was that he would play for three different defensive coordinators during his 4 years as a Nittany Lion. Adrian's freshman year was the same year Joe Paterno was fired in the midst of the Penn State scandal.
That was a crazy time at Penn State, and that's when I felt like a five-star recruit because it was basically, you know, every school in the country, you know, trying to get, you know, us a transfer, and you had to consider things because if everybody were to leave, there would have been no real football program. So I'm glad we stayed and stuck it out.
Adrian played cornerback and safety during his time at Penn State. He finished with 7 career interceptions and 38 consecutive starts. But even through his big plays and shining moments, Adrian is rarely caught celebrating.
Yeah, my family get on me a lot. They'd be like, celebrate, do something. But I don't know, certain plays, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm supposed to make and stuff like that. So I don't really get too high or too low. You know, I'm just, you know, just out there competing. You know, sometimes, I mean, I get excited sometimes, but, you know, a lot of times I'm real relaxed, level-headed during the game. And because I always know it's the next play.
Now it's the next play in Vic Fangio's defense.
Especially with Antrell Roll's injury now, you are one of the most familiar guys with Vic Fangio's system. How do you approach that? Is that more pressure on you?
It's not really too much more pressure. You know, it's always football, go out there playing. You know, I'm just going to have to be more crisp with my calls and making sure everybody's on the same page. We all have to work together, you know, to fill the void that, you know, is left when he's down.
If there's one thing that we don't know about Adrian that you want people to know, what is it?
You know, I enjoy, you know, reading the Bible. I'm big on my faith. You know, I try to get into Bible study a lot, more so in college, lead Bible studies and things like that. But I guess my faith.